GalvestonGalveston.com.
Rock, when I saw this topic and this possible interview, I thought, I assumed you'd already heard about this.
I had not. And it's pretty wild. So the NCAA started drug testing athletes in 1986, and pot, weed, marijuana, whatever, has been a part of that drug testing for ever since 1986. And now,
probably the most common,
easily
busted.
Easily. Right. And look, and there's been some famous athletes that have failed drug tests and not been able to compete. Remember Sha'Carri Richardson, the sprinter from LSU?
Yep.
She couldn't compete in the, now this is of course the Olympics, not the NCAA, but you know, athletes have gotten busted for pot, and I've seen it. I've been on NFL teams with guys that, and I've told you, Everett Withers, the defensive back coach for the Titans when I was there, always said, if you fail a drug test, you can't play for me. Not because I care that you smoke marijuana, but you know when the test is, so you're either too stupid or you're dependent. Either which, I can't have you playing for me. I'll never forget him saying that. But nevertheless, he may not have to say it anymore because the NCAA is considering doing away with testing for marijuana.
Well, let's get our guest to weigh in, our good friend Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is host of Weed and Whiskey TV. He is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry. J-Man, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Eddie and Rocky, for having me on today.
So, in your mind, is this a long overdue move?
I wouldn't say it's long overdue, but it's certainly something that we could see that would be coming. You know, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter. Here's my 2 grams with 3 reasons why the NCAA is got a committee that's looking at this. They've determined that cannabis is not a performance-enhancing drug. You mentioned Sha'Carri Richardson. You know, they hoped that she would take some bong hits before she ran where somebody had a chance to outrun her, okay? So, 80% of Americans, here's reason two, 80% of Americans, they support legal cannabis now. And the third reason, money, money, money.
Yeah.
Explain that. I mean, so I assume because now some of these, you know, these good players aren't going to get suspended, right?
Well, it's partly that, you know, I think they take their lead from pro sports, okay? Major League Baseball hasn't tested for cannabis since 2019. They tell their players that just don't get arrested with it and give us bad publicity. The NBA last week announced that their players can invest in cannabis companies and advertise for cannabis brands. And so as we're seeing the world changing and accepting this, it's only logical that they're going to follow these sponsorship dollars that are coming. You know, MLB got $30 million. MLB got $30 million plus 6 million shares of stock in a company called Charlotte's Web. Now, Charlotte's Web is CBD, which is part of the cannabis plant, part of the marijuana plant, but it's got the non-psychotropic attributes to it. So it's great for wellness and health, but it's only a matter of time. A few years back, somebody offered, I think, $5 million for 30 seconds for a CBD commercial on the Super Bowl. And CBS said no. But I hear that they're changing their mind here in the future.
So this is, I mean, is there any one group that's been a major proponent of this happening? Or why all of a sudden is, I mean, other than the money and all that, is the NCAA now starting to say, hey, let's consider this?
Well, like I said, Pew Research tells us 80% of Americans support legalizing cannabis, okay? So as we have this Delta 9 product that is available in virtually every state, 49 states, only Idaho doesn't allow Delta 9 to be sold at convenience stores. Here in Texas, they got these Buck-a-Buzz gummies that are everywhere, these THC seltzer drinks, and young people are going to try these. And so now they're not.
Hey Jerry, real quick, explain what Delta 9 is. I don't know if a lot of listeners know what that is.
Okay, so Delta 9 is the psychotropic part of the cannabis, marijuana, weed, pot, hemp, whatever you want to call this plant. Okay, it's the part that gets you high or gives you the euphoric feeling. The 2019 Farm Bill allowed for Delta 9 to be legal based on it being very low dose, 0.3%. by dry weight volume. So some guys with pocket protectors and goggles in Colorado figured out how to be able to extract this Delta 9 naturally from the plant. Okay, the Delta 8 is a chemical that they put on there. You know, Big J Man's not a big a proponent of putting a chemical on something, but this is naturally occurring THC in the plant, and so they've got these 10 milligram gummies, they've got these 5 milligram drinks. So it's just like drinking a beer. So now you can go have 2 or 3 of these and not worried about being zonged out of your mind. And young people are going to do them.
In your mind, J Man, when does pot across the country, you know, more or less, I mean, they're obviously going to be a holdout state here and there, I'd assume. When it becomes completely. What's that? I'm sorry.
I said less than 5 years. We got 23 states that adult use is legal. I found this interesting, guys. I just read a survey that said in states that they said on the ballot, adult use marijuana, it was more likely to pass than in the states when they said recreational use marijuana. Isn't that interesting? That happened in Oklahoma, which Oklahoma has 10,000 licensed people growing cannabis, okay? So the amount of money that's happening with this, the change in people's attitudes, I think in 5 years or less, they will deschedule this at the federal level and let the states deal with it as they see fit.
I feel like, though, Jerry, there's a lot of college coaches, football, soccer, baseball, all that, that are not loving this at all because their fear is, you know, their athletes are going to be spending time doing this. They're zonked out. They're, you know, dopey. They're not, you know, kind of dialed in like they want their athletes to be at all times. So what would your response to that be?
I would think that the NCAA should do the same thing with cannabis use that they do with alcohol use. Alcohol is not prohibited for these athletes, but they have parameters that I believe they have to fall in. And now I'm not an expert on that aspect of it, but my understanding is 48 hours before a game, they've got to limit their use and some things like that. So I think we'll see that same type of thing happen where they put some guidelines where there's some accountability for that, because you're right. Moderation, guys, it doesn't matter if it's cannabis, booze, TV, everything other than listening to you guys on the radio, you should take in moderation.
Right on, baby. Well,
Eddie, you'll send your payment here after you hang up, Jerry. Thank you for that. So what, if this does go through, Jerry, when is this expected to be fully legal? I mean, in this upcoming football season? Are we talking next year? What are we talking here?
I think we're still a couple of years, maybe 3 years out.
Oh, wow.
Of this.
Okay.
Again, this is an exploratory committee that's looking at this because they've determined that so many people are using cannabis, and it's not a performance-enhancing drug, so it shouldn't be considered in the regimen like that. And let's hope that they embrace how the CBD and the THC from the medicinal side, okay? Let's don't just smoke a joint or eat a gummy or drink a seltzer. Let's rub these topicals on where our ailments are at. My 85-year-old mother uses a THC cream on her foot, and her plantar fasciitis goes away. The pain subsides. So that's a great thing, okay? So there's so many benefits I think people have from the plant, but they got to use good common sense, which is going away in today's time, I think. But using common sense in moderation to be important and giving guidelines.
All right, J-Man, how do people – I was wondering about this and wanted to ask you the last time we talked to you. Where can I find Weed and Whiskey TV?
Okay, thank you for asking that. Weedandwhiskey.tv, you can go to from your phone, a laptop, any smart device that's connected to the internet. But 67% of the people that engage with us on a weekly basis are watching us on Roku. We have a nice Roku presence. We just got a deal with Spotify, so you'll be able to watch us or listen to us on Spotify.
Very cool, man.
You're going to have your own podcast.
Yeah, we're turning our weekly news show every Friday at 4:20, which is my birthday, April the 20th. We drop a new episode of Weed and Whiskey TV. Next week, we'll have Turk Pipkin. Turk Pipkin's wrote a couple of books with Willie Nelson. He was an actor in The Sopranos, and we'll be talking about Willie's 4th of July picnic that's coming up.
Jerry, real quick before we go, I got one question, because you hear this debate thrown back. I'd love your answer. A lot of folks are concerned that, okay, you legalize pot, now all of a sudden it becomes like second nature. And there's something to, I would say, to drugs that's like, you like to do them because they're a little bit forbidden, right? So now, okay, well, pot's legal. So now what is the next thing? Is pot, or explain why or why not pot is a gateway drug to other stuff?
Well, you know, Willie Nelson, our patron saint down here in Texas, says that he believes his marijuana use kept him from trying harder drugs. You know, I myself, I tried a lot of things when I was younger, but the cannabis stuck with me, and I always thought I was getting high. Only in the last few years have I learned this is actually medicine for me, and I think that's why it's being embraced. So to answer your question that you asked, I believe that psilocybin, mushrooms, magic mushrooms, that's just going to be the next big thing, because our soldiers, our veterans, are having so much benefit from this, from their PTSD and their depression. Oregon, Colorado, Washington State have decriminalized use of psilocybin mushrooms for anxiety and PTSD. And so these plant-based things, I think, are great. Now, when you get them chemical bats of that stuff coming from foreign countries, stay away, folks. That's bad stuff.
Absolutely. All right. J-Man, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks so much.
Eddie, Rocky, love talking to
y'all.
See you soon.
Thanks, J-Man.
Jerry, J-Man Joiner. Check him out. And
when you're born on 420, Ed, you know what your destiny is going to be.
I was going to say, it seems kind of predestined.
Your last name's Joiner. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Now, tell me this.